It's not possible to take a drive through Kansas and not talk about farming. Just as the web of life is intricately tied to the refuges and reserves of Cheyenne Bottoms and Quivira, it is also mirrored in farming, not only in the process, but also in the people.
I think that people that are involved with nature have better understanding about the life cycle, that you have birth and you have growth and you have maturity and you have death. And that's one thing that we kind of see and understand.
The Stoskove family has been farming in Kansas for generations. As you travel the byway, you may see a variety of crops in various stages of growth, depending on the season.
The mosaic, it's agriculture production. We have fall-planted crops like wheat that will be harvested in June and July. We have spring-planted crops. The oats are planted in March, and they'll be harvested early in the summer. You have spring-planted crops like corn and grain sorghum that are going to be harvested in August, September, October, November. There's always something going on.
You will also find cattle and other livestock being raised on the land as well. In fact, over time, the agricultural scene has remained relatively unchanged. Perhaps the tractors are larger. Perhaps irrigation is more efficient. The machinery has changed, but the process has not. You must plant, nurture, grow, and harvest. In that order. There are no shortcuts. But one unintended consequence of our ability to mass-produce food is that we as individuals no longer have to grow our own. In urban and some rural areas as well, people, children especially, have little or no understanding of how food comes to the table. Karen Newforth, another local farmer, works on the solution.
It's a big problem. Here we work at solving it. I belong to a farm organization that does education in the schools. In fact, the Great Bend Chamber of Commerce, with the school district, puts on every September a Kids Ag Day. And we take kids out to a farm and show them how everything works, explain everything, and tell them where that food comes from. The milk does not magically appear in a plastic bottle on a grocery store shelf. It comes from a cow, and we show them how.
Their reactions are not unexpected.
Well, some of them are kind of grossed out by it. Others are just morbidly fascinated. But yeah, we explain, you know, how the cow eats, how it's turned into milk, the whole thing, you know. And the same thing with meat, how the cattle are raised, how the crops are raised, explain water usage and irrigation. We cover the whole thing.
Farming produces food, but it also produces a way of life. The people who live and work in this region have a view of the world that is perhaps more in tune with nature than of those who don't have to live so closely with it.
They also understand that things change, sometimes quickly, sometimes not so quickly, but over time is what you're looking at. You have a long-term perspective that just because something changes today doesn't change the whole world. You know, the weather changes and you have a freeze and you lose a crop, but you know that another year, you know, or later in the year, you'll be planting a crop and trying it all over again.
A long-range perspective. That type of thinking also leads to similarity with other ideas we talk about on the byway today. Conservation, preservation, and education. Like their neighbors who take care of the wildlife, farmers also take the lessons learned from time to heart.
We should have managed it better earlier. That's the main lesson.
Growth in agriculture production is just like that of wildlife preservation. When we know better, we do better. Newforth mentions just a few of the lessons learned.
There is going to be more control of water usage because there's only so much there, and we've depleted a lot of it. We will be using cropping systems that use less fuel and less chemicals. We have no-till now, which uses a lot of chemicals. I think that will be cut down even more, and we'll come up with other ways to do it. Things to conserve moisture and not have to use water and use less fuel.
Mary Ann reminds us that, like the conservationists and the wildlife managers, The farmer, too, plays an important role balancing man's needs with nature's.
Well, I would hope they would come away with an appreciation that the farmers are able to produce food, fiber, fuel, without destroying the natural resource. That the natural resources are something that the farmer works very hard to maintain a positive balance and to be able to produce while at the same time not upsetting that balance.
Enjoy the view of the land as you drive along and look for the next audio guide marker. But while you do, keep in mind that behind every dance of the prairie grass or tender shoot of new spring growth is a person and a family, part of a larger community, rich with tradition.